A perfect storm is brewing around the Bluegrass Army Depot. The economy in the state is already depressed, and yet one of the missions of the depot is less important as the U.S. slowly exits conflicts overseas, as Kentucky Democrat Ben Chandler explains.
Obviously, the Bluegrass Army Depot and the jobs that are there are extremely important to people in central Kentucky, but I think we all have to recognize, at least on some level, that as wars wind down and there's less need for ammunition, some jobs will be lost.
Officials in the region are now bracing for the depot to lose around 300 employees in the fall. On Wednesday, officials from the Pentagon met with Chandler and business leaders. Chandler says they reiterated to defense officials the ability of the depot to change missions and evolve as needed.
Well, the important thing to us, of course, we'd like to avoid as many of these layoffs as we possibly can. But in addition to that, we're looking toward the long term and the long term health of the Bluegrass Army Depot. That depot has been a tremendous source of moving ammunition for our military efforts in this country for many, many decades.
Kentuckians in the meeting say they got a warm response from the Pentagon. Lenny Stoltz is the executive director of the Bluegrass Area Development District. While he wouldn't get into the specifics of the discussion, Stoltz says he left feeling good about the long-term health of the depot.
I'm definitely optimistic. The Pentagon met with us. They were hearing our concerns, willing to go back and work towards our concerns and keep us informed. It's a great relationship, and I don't see why we won't be successful. We just need to keep a dialogue going.
The other sword hanging over the depot is the pending budget cuts that are set to rip through the military's budget in January. If lawmakers can't reach a long-term deal to cut the federal debt, hundreds of billions of dollars will be indiscriminately cut from the military, and that could fall hard on the Bluegrass Army Depot and other installations in the state. For WEKU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.